Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 252, A Peace That Guards. Let me proclaim today's word. It comes from Philippians, chapter 4, verse 7. And it has arrived for you at this exact moment. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Hear that word, surpasses? Paul didn't choose it carelessly. He is saying that God's peace goes beyond anything your mind can calculate, beyond anything you could ever earn, beyond every analysis you've run on your situation. You don't reason your way to this peace. You don't muscle your way there by sheer willpower. It isn't a conclusion you arrive at. It is a gift. And gifts aren't earned, they're received. I need you to understand what Paul is promising here. Because so many of us confuse peace with resolution. We think, when this problem is sorted out, then I'll have peace. But Paul wrote this letter from inside a prison. He isn't sitting somewhere comfortable. He is in chains. And still he writes about a peace that surpasses understanding, because it doesn't wait for your circumstances to be straightened out before it shows up. It exists in the middle of the mess. It exists right where you are standing right now. And God knows we are whole people. It isn't only the mind that suffers. It's the heart too. The mind that loops and races at 3 in the morning, and the heart that aches without knowing how to name the reason. God knows both of them, and so the promise covers both, heart and mind. No part of you is left outside its reach. But pay attention to where this peace lives in Christ Jesus. It doesn't drift in from some vague spiritual place. It has an address. It is the peace of the Son of God, the one who descended into the deepest point of human anguish, who walked through the cross, who came out the other side risen, and who now dwells in everyone who trusts him. This peace has a history. It was won, and it is being offered to you. Now let me open the word guard, because it carries more weight than it first appears. In the original Greek, the verb Paul uses is a military term, a sentinel, a soldier posted at the gate. God's peace doesn't wander into your life passively, without intention. It takes up position. It places itself between you and the panic. It keeps anxiety from overrunning what is sacred inside of you. But, and here is the point, a sentinel can only guard what is inside the gate. The door has to be opened. And that is today's call. Before breakfast this morning, right now, if you can, take a piece of paper or pick up your phone. Write down one worry that is occupying your mind. Just one. And pray out loud, not in your head, out loud, Lord, I place this in your hands. Guard my heart today. Then let it go. Don't reach back for it 5 minutes later. Let the sentinel take the post. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.